My very special guest today, the Right Reverend Louis Mavunyi, Bishop of Kigali, with the Right Reverend Canon Paul Daltrey.
It's Town of Sanctuary Sunday. This is Ipswich Town of Sanctuary is a programme that is trying to make Ipswich a place of welcome and hospitality for those who are placed here as asylum seekers and refugees. It's not about actually calling more people in, but it's to make sure we look after them. Many, many people who are seeking asylum have been through quite remarkable stories, often involving torture and fear, their lives blown apart by violence. And the way that we sometimes treat these people is quite shocking. And what we believe in Town of Sanctuary is that we need to actually make Ipswich a place where actually they can find welcome and a place for inner healing. Now, my great friend Louis here, we've known each other since the 1980s. Louis is from Rwanda. And, of course, Rwanda went through the most horrendous time in 1994 when something between 800,000 and a million people were killed in a genocide lasting merely 3 months.
So, Bishop Louis, welcome to Suffolk. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I want you to tell me the horrible bits first, because you've been through a dreadful time before we come to what's celebrating today. This is going to bring it back to home to people. What happened to you and your family?
It's a long story, but it's now 18 years since the horrors of the 1994 genocide happened in Rwanda, and almost a million people were massacred, lost their lives, and I myself was affected. I lost a number of relatives, many uncles, aunties. You know, I'm here without uncle, without auntie, without... They have all been killed during 1994 genocide. And, it was not easy. I was not in the country at that time. I was in Tanzania, where I was under training of being a priest in the Anglican Church. And, when I came back from Tanzania, I found my country in a terrible situation, and all my friends had been killed almost. And I lost 3 brothers, and my parents managed to survive, but they were very traumatized. They couldn't leave. My mother died 1 year after. She could not speak because of the traumas and because of what she witnessed with her own eyes. She couldn't speak, so she died 1 year later, and my father died 2 years later.
You can never get over something like this. You can never get used to it. So how did you cope? Obviously, you've got your faith, you've got God, but still there's that man that's a human inside you who gets angry, surely.
You're right. You know, at the beginning, I was very bitter, and there was a spirit of... trying to revenge, and because I knew the people who had killed my friends, my relatives, my brothers, it was not easy. But as a Christian, as someone who had a personal encounter with God, with Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I struggled with God, asking questions. Why, God, do you allow such things to happen to my country,
to my people? It's the question so many people ask when they lose a child, when they lose a husband, good Christians together, and they lose a partner. They ask that question.
Yeah.
How does God answer you? Because I can't get that comfort that you obviously got.
Yeah, it's not easy to explain this to people who have never encountered God or had a personal encounter with God, but remembering the cross was the beginning of my healing, because the cross to me is a symbol that shows me that God understands the suffering, and God through Jesus Christ has gone through suffering. So that was the beginning of my healing, and I came to understand that Jesus understands me. Jesus died and felt the pain that I was going through. And Jesus had to forgive the people who did bad to him at the cross. So understanding the cross, understanding the pain that Jesus went through the cross, enabled me to get healed and to forgive the people who have killed my...
You talk about the healing.
My
relatives. Does the healing still continue?
Yeah, it's a long journey. People are still undergoing healing in